Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
In case you missed it, I'm not going to repeat the entire 40-minute monologue I gave at the start of the show. At the moment. But the top lines, if you're just joining us, are Jimmy Kimmel was going to be fired because of what Jimmy Kimmel said and wasn't making them money and was costing them a lot of money. But the FCC chairman did not need to threaten an investigation, did not need to go on television, did not need to make this all about him. And this reflects very poorly on the administration. And I'm going to give the president my 2 cents here, as I've done since 2015. Please stop tweeting about this. Don't cheer for other comedians to be taken off the air. This is not helping. It doesn't help. I want to help. That's my goal. My goal is to help. Not the first time I've had to express my opinion that maybe you don't put a thought out on social media. I've been doing this since 2015. So if you want to get mad at me, that's fine. He's gotten mad at me. That's fine, too. But he's gotten over it. You'll get over it, too. Or maybe you won't. I don't know. You can cancel me. That's fine, too. Whatever you want to do. I just want you to be happy. I just want you to be happy. That's all I want. But I don't think it helps the president to be rooting for Jimmy Fallon and Seth Meyers to lose their jobs. I don't think it helps. And instead, what he should be doing is promoting shows that are great. That's what I think. But this Brandon Carr, I don't know what his game here is. I don't know what his agenda is. Sinclair Media and Nexstar decided that they were going to take Jimmy Kimmel off the air. They didn't like him. They didn't want to show anymore. Didn't meet their community, their standards for their viewers in their areas. They're a more conservative company. That's their right. Good for them. Bravo. Great. Good for them. The parent company, ABC Disney China, figured this was a good way to save some money. Good for them. Great. Fantastic. That's the marketplace at work. Bravo. That's how it's supposed to be. The FCC threatening investigations, the FCC chairman going on TV and making it all about him is not. Especially because at one point, Brandon Carr was a warrior against the Biden administration, defending satire and defending comedians. Now, I don't know what happened, but I think he's sensing some sort of a political run in his future. And I think that's what's going on here. What we want as conservatives is the government to stay out of things. That's what we believe. You let the marketplace handle it, and you let the government stay out of it. That's it. If it were up to me, I'd abolish the FCC. I'd abolish the entire FCC, and I would, it be gone. You don't need it anymore. First of all, it's 2025. Chances are you're not listening or watching TV the same way you did when the FCC was created under Franklin Delano Roosevelt. You probably weren't around back then either, but you get my point. If it were up to me, I'd abolish the entire thing. And I would let just the marketplace handle ideas. Because if I start dropping F-bombs, you're not going to like it. And the sponsors won't like it. And the advertisers won't like it. The company won't like it. And I'll be out of a job. We don't need the government with their dirty words. Because then I could just go on YouTube and do a podcast. And then I could just curse however I want. I just don't want to. I think if you can find a way to express an idea without cursing, then it's more challenging. But it forces you to think a little harder than just dropping F-bombs every 5 seconds like Howard Stern does. But the FCC has no reach on satellite radio, and it has no reach on YouTube, and it has no reach on the internet. They tried, though. They tried. Nina Jankowicz, if you remember, under Joe Biden and the Ministry of Truth, the disinformation czar, they wanted to expand the powers of the FCC, and this is also what the Democrats tried to do at net neutrality, so that they could get their grubby hands all over the internet and be able to regulate speech so that guys like Joe Rogan could be deplatformed, because they can't touch Rogan. So when Rogan goes on there and spouts his crazy conspiracy theories, in their opinion, and spreads his lies and his misinformation, in their opinion, they can't do anything about it. But they want to, and they tried really hard. Kimmel was, he was done anyway. I mean, I told you when Colbert when Paramount got rid of Colbert, I said Kimmel will be the next one to go. Because he's also not making money, because he got too political, and he lost an audience, and people just don't want to tune into that crap at 11:30 at night. They're also not tuning in anyway at 11:30 at night to watch a show to begin with, but they just don't want that. And I said all those things. And to prove the point that this was not and is not political retribution in order to get a merger through, I give to you South Park as the example, because South Park is owned by Paramount, the same company that owns CBS that got rid of Stephen Colbert. And South Park is the single most anti-Trump show on television. And that same company paid $1.5 billion for it. But they were able to free up the capital to buy that show by getting rid of a losing show, which is Stephen Colbert. They were losing $125 million a year on that show. They were losing money on Jimmy Kimmel's show, too. He was done. So why does the FCC chairman have to threaten investigations? Why does he have to go on Hannity and talk about community standards? I don't want the FCC setting community standards. That's not their job. I don't want them doing that. My God, could you imagine what the left would do if we allow the FCC to set community standards on television and radio? I would have been out of a job a long time ago. There would be no golden EIB microphone to hand over to Charlie Kirk, as Glenn Beck did yesterday. I'll share that video with you. Community standards? What the hell is this guy talking about? This is what he said last night in Hannity. This is, let's see, I don't know where it is. Where is it? It's only two clips you have, Matt, and I sent you both of them, so I'm sure it won't be hard for you to figure it out.
No, it's cut 11 and 12 on the original show sheet, and now we've added a 42 through 45, I believe.
Oh, I'm so impressed. So impressed. All right, well, cut number 11.
45, something like that.
Cut number. By the way, call in 855-839-1210. Let me know your thoughts on this, or you can tweet me, or you can send me an email and tell me to go F myself. That's fine, too. Let me share an email with you. DeSantis, where are you, in a shower?
No, I'm in Cape Cod.
Oh, Cape Cod. Very nice. You're wearing your whale pants? Your lobster belt? You sicken me. You really do. You sicken me. Cape Cod. Justin, can you please explain to everyone what is happening with the executive producer of this show and why he is what he is?
The executive producer is once again being an Ivy League weirdo by spending the past week bouncing between Cambridge, Harvard, and Cape Cod, where the rich elite weirdos stay.
Yeah. I hope you choke on a lobster roll. That's what I hope. That's what I hope. That's my hope. Go ahead, Linda. Add that to your lawsuit. Threaten Matt DeSantis with death. I'm inciting violence against him with lobster rolls.
If it makes you feel any better, the weather is not great today.
Good.
It's a little cloudy.
Good.
Oh, poor
good.
Baby.
I hope there's a perfect storm, just like in that George Clooney movie, and you're caught in the middle of it.
I'm right on the beach, so I hope
good.
That doesn't happen.
I hope the storms collide just like they did for him. Go ahead, Linda. That's appendix page 47,000, I believe. No, like, for example, I got this email from Bowen Levittown. That's not his real name, by the way. Bowen Levittown, who said, Rich, let's see. He said it had nothing to do with Kimmel lying. It's about losing money, and ABC had an excuse. That is all. 100% agree. Absolutely. And the FCC chairman should have kept his mouth shut, and we would not be in this political pickle that we're in right now, where the left is now accusing us of being the police state, censorship, fascism, all the other crap they're doing, which I know they would do anyway, but it still doesn't make it any better and doesn't make it any easier as we have midterm elections approaching. And all it does now is make Jimmy Kimmel a martyr. And it makes the guy a martyr. He was going to be fired and go out as a loser. Now he's some sort of a freaking martyr. So here's Brendan Carr last night with Sean Hannity, cut number 11.
Yeah, look, I mean, President Trump ran against immense odds. These legacy media outlets threw everything at him, almost every single hoax imaginable, right? Biden is sharp as a tack, burying the Hunter Biden laptop story, the Russia collusion hoax. And most politicians would have just gone along with that narrative or not fought at all. But President Trump punched back. And when he did so, he was standing up for the American people that simply don't trust those outlets anymore. We at the FCC are going to enforce the public interest obligation. If there's broadcasters out there that don't like it, they can turn their license in to the FCC. But that's our job. And again, we're making some progress now.
The public interest obligation. Okay. So when the Democrat FCC chairman says the public interest obligation is to advocate the COVID vaccine, to advocate that boys can be girls, to advocate that whatever other nonsense they want, and their public interest obligation, I guess we'll just be okay with that, right? Because the FCC, it's up to whoever the chairman is. There's five people. There's two Republicans, two Democrats, and then the chairman, who is appointed by the political party in power. So yeah, they can set the community standards, and we'll be good with that, right? The public interest obligation, and then they can come to Talk Radio 1210 WPHC and say, you know, you have not done your job in debunking those people out there who are saying that man has not caused climate change, or whatever other crap they tell me. And we'll be good with that. We'll be good with that. We'll be okay with that. So when I have Daniel Turner on the show and he goes on to one of his tirades about how the left is indoctrinating the young people in this country to believe there's a climate crisis, and then I just want to make sure I'm getting the wording right, the public interest obligation, the FCC will then enforce that because they've got to save the climate for humanity and then therefore fine the station or threaten our license or whatever else because we're spreading lies and misinformation about climate change. And we'll be okay with that. Laura Ingraham said it right. This is what Laura Ingraham said this morning on America's Newsroom. Cut 14. Take a listen.
Licenses for the old broadcast networks. If they determine that the broadcast network fails to serve the public interest. So failure to serve the public interest is a grounds, and obviously extreme cases, for canceling or revoking a broadcast license. Now, that is a very extreme penalty. I personally think it would be best if Brendan Carr had just probably stayed off television yesterday and let the market do the work, because I think the market's becoming very efficient here with these far left comedians. I think their audience is shrinking. I think their influence is very narrow. And I think these station groups were reacting to their audience. The people that buy the products and these commercials that air on these shows are saying, look, we're not making money here. This is offending our audience. Do something about it.
I think
the market was working pretty well.
Spot on every word of that. 100%. Absolutely right. Absolutely right. Spot on. Absolutely. Let the marketplace handle it. And keep the government the hell out of it. Public interest standards is in the eye of the beholder. Public interest standards is in the eye of whoever is in charge of government. That's the problem that we've always had with hate speech laws. It's the problem we've had with the disinformation boards. It's because whoever's in power decides what is the truth. This is what Orwell warned us about with the Ministry of Truth. So if the Democrats are in charge, what they believe is truth is a whole lot different than what I believe is truth. But it doesn't matter because the government decides. And they go, well, you're not You're not doing your part to uphold the public interest standards because you're spreading lies about climate change. You're attacking windmills and turbines, and you're lying and saying they're killing whales and dolphins. That is a lie. You're lying and saying that the whales and dolphins are dying because of the wind turbines. You're spreading and you're inciting people. You're going to incite people to go to the beach and protest. And what if someone dies? What if they choke on a lobster roll? No. No. The marketplace figures this out. That's why we have one. Dave is in Levittown. Dave, how are you?
Yeah, Rich. Kimmel wasn't let go because he wasn't truthful or gave misinformation. He was fired because what he said was just so obscene, just so hurtful and obscene as to be intolerable to human decency. I mean, Rich, if someone killed your family, would you want them to just make jokes about it day after day, stay on the air?
Am I saying that I wanted Jimmy Kimmel to stay on the air?
Well, you're kind of saying it.
No, I'm not saying it at all, actually. I'm saying I don't want the FCC going after comedians.
Well, I think there's a, you know, you can be intolerable to a point where even the FCC says, no, that's just a clip too far. You
okay,
know, you can't do it.
So let me ask you a question. If during COVID I say that children should not be vaccinated, and to your point now, would you want me saying that kids could die, children may, this is all the stuff the left said. So should the FCC jump in and tell me that I can't say that vaccines don't stop COVID transmission or kids shouldn't get the shot?
No, well, that's different.
Why is it different?
Murder is something you just can't joke about. I mean,
Wait a second. That's fine. I agree with you. You probably shouldn't joke about murder, but that's the consumers in the marketplace making that decision. If I joke about COVID and say that it's all a lie by the government, and somebody calls up and says, I just lost my mother to COVID because of people like you spreading misinformation. How am I any different now? I'm making jokes, I'm making comments, and people are dying. This is what the left said. So explain me the difference.
Well, I can't, but I'm just saying, I do think the FCC has a role. And,
so then
I mean,
the FCC should have shut me down during COVID, and they should have shut down a lot of us during COVID, right?
No, it wasn't about it. There was no assassination during COVID.
No, but it's
there
death. You're talking about people dying. You're talking about saving lives and people dying, and there were a lot of people who said things during COVID that the government felt was... You remember Joe Biden came out and said that we're killing people. Do you remember him saying that? He said, we're killing people.
Yeah, but that's different than...
Why is it different?
On national TV... Because on national TV, watching a bullet go through somebody's neck.
Stop. Focus on the question. I understand and I agree with you that what Jimmy Kimmel said was inappropriate. We both agree on that point. But why should the government get involved when a comedian makes a disgraceful joke or a radio host or a TV host goes out there and spreads what the government considers to be misinformation that is, to the president at the time, in his words, killing people? In the one hand, you say the FCC has an obligation, the other it doesn't. So I want to understand in your mind why it doesn't.
It was beyond disgraceful. It was just so hurtful.
Can you just answer my question? Dave, I get your point about Jimmy Kimmel and Charlie Kirk, but can you explain to me why the FCC should not have come after me during COVID?
No, I can't. No. So, but that's all I feel. I just don't think it was...
So then let Sinclair and let the broadcasters and let them deal with Jimmy Kimmel and let the marketplace deal with it by not watching the guy. Why does the government have to launch investigations into what he said because the government decides what's hurtful and what's not hurtful?
Well, we don't know for 100% if the broadcasters or if the FCC made them take him off the air.
I'm not saying they did. I'm saying the FCC chairman came out and put out a tweet saying that he was going to investigate ABC and they could do this the easy way or the hard way. Why does he need to say that?
No, you're right. But still, I do. I just don't think the FCC, I think he would have been taken off anyway.
Agreed.
Even if he
absolutely.
Had
so
that.
Then what is the point of the FCC muddying the waters and then making it seem like we're suddenly now for the government coming in and being the speech police?
True story. Made a mistake. All right, Rich. Thanks for the show. It's great. Thanks.
Dave, thank you. It was a great conversation. I enjoyed it. I appreciate it. 855-839-1210. I'm just saying multiple things can be true at the same time. You can hate what Jimmy Kimmel said. You can hate Jimmy Kimmel. You can find him to be the worst guy on television. I happen to think he's... I can't stand the guy. I personally... He is one of my least favorite people in the world. Because he used to be on The Man Show back in the day with Adam Carolla. And Adam Carolla is fantastic, by the way. And you know what happened? True story. Adam Carolla used to have a radio show in L.A. And he got fired. And Adam Carolla, best thing ever happened to Adam Carolla, because then he launched a podcast at a time when nobody knew what the hell a podcast was. And he now has one of the biggest podcasts in the country. Jimmy Kimmel is a hack. He's a lefty hack. But that doesn't mean the FCC needs to start threatening investigations because they don't like what the guy's saying. Because that's what they'll do to us. And I don't want to hear this whole thing about how, well, they did do that. We fought them to stop them from doing this to us. We fought them. And we won. And we won. This Brandon Carr is a self-serving guy. I don't know. I'm telling you right now, this guy's got some sort of an agenda. When is the last time you heard an FCC chairman threatening investigations? If this had happened under Biden's administration, we would have lost our freaking mind if the FCC chairman had gone on MSNBC and said he was going to launch an investigation into Rush Limbaugh or me or anybody else for spreading COVID mistruth. We would have lost our minds, and rightfully so. It doesn't matter whether or not what he said was so awful. That's the marketplace figures that out. And it was going to. But I, you know, for years, I got accused, and maybe you did too, of killing people because of COVID. And now you got these idiots like Chris Murphy from Connecticut and other people talking about this is now state speech control and blah, 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 blah. We've just given them, we've handed them an issue. Great. For what reason? When Sinclair and Nexstar, we're canceling the guy anyway, and ABC wanted to yank his show to begin with. Why give them an issue? Why give them a political issue? It makes no sense. And look who's on Fox News right now, Brendan Carr. What is this guy, a senator? When did the FCC chairman have to go out there and be the freaking speech police? There are plenty of people who are out there condemning Jimmy Kimmel. I was one of them. But I'm not the government. And if you start drawing these lines in the sand where it's like, well, this is different and that's what the left does all the time. The left does that constantly they have their nonsense where they do that. And they cheered and they wanted people canceled back then. And we fought them on it. I've got all kinds of clips. I got flashback. Brian Stelter wanted to go after Fox News. I remember fighting little Brian Stelter on this show about why we don't go after Fox News, why we don't want to cancel people, but listen to what he says. He uses the L word, lies, liars reach, cut 19. Take a listen.
And the polluters are trying to deflect blame. Dishonest cries of censorship are filling Fox's airwaves with charges that these guys right here are being suppressed. The word censorship's been invoked almost 400 times on Fox this month alone and more than 300 times on Newsmax. You know, post-insurrection, a book publisher decided that it did not want to be in business with Senator Josh Hawley. So he's been on a national TV tour claiming he's muzzled. And Tucker Carlson is telling viewers that this network, CNN, is trying to force Fox News off the air, which is patently false. It's as predictable as the sunrise. Democrats win elections, and then Republicans say they are being silenced. But while some cry cancel culture, let me suggest a different way to think about this. A harm reduction model. Most people want clean air and blue skies and accurate news and rational views. And then in that healthy environment that looks beautiful, then we can have great fights about taxes and regulation and healthcare and all the rest. The vast majority of people can agree that disinformation about, let's say, the pandemic is unhealthy. It's harmful. So how can that harm be reduced? Well, big tech platforms say they are removing lies about vaccines and stamping out Stop the Steal BS and QAnon cult content. Now, do these private companies have too much power? Sure. Yeah, many people would say yes. Of course they do. But reducing a liar's reach is not the same as censoring freedom of speech. Freedom of speech is different than freedom of reach. an algorithm.
Hmm. Wow. A lot of people sound like him today on our side of the aisle, don't they? All right, 855-839-1210 on X at Rich Zeoli. Let me tell you about Dr. Mike Venaria, venariadental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. Why is he my dentist? Well, very simple. He's the man. And he's going to give you a beautiful, beautiful smile. When it comes to your dental health, you have a choice. You can go to these chain dental offices out there. You can go to the closest dentist, or you can go to the best. You can go to the guy who is the guy that other dentists send their patients to. And Dr. Mike has been recognized by his peers as a master of complex dentistry. He treats other doctors. The experts call Dr. Mike Venaria the expert. That's right. And with Dr. Mike, it's not about cost. It's about care. It's about compassion. That's what sets him apart. Now, he's got an office in St. Vincent and an office in Woodbury, and they're both right over the bridge. So he may be the closest dentist to you, but if not, believe me, it's worth a trip. If you've already had an implant consultation or an estimate for other complicated dental work, get a second opinion. Go see Dr. Mike. You'll get a beautiful smile. He's my whole family's dentist, by the way. And he even gave Bridget a beautiful smile upgrade last year when her veneers had to be replaced. And he gave her beautiful, beautiful new caps. And her smile has never looked better. So I trust Dr. Mike with my dental health, and you should trust him with yours. It's also really good to see a dentist because there's a lot of links to your mouth health and your gut health and your heart health, and it's all connected, obviously. So go see Dr. Mike Venaria today. You can call his office at 856-786-2020 or go to venariadental.com. That's V-A-N-A-R-I-A, venariadental.com.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Excellent suggestion from Michael Pelka, stunt brain, our buddy. If DeSantis is going to spend so much time in Massachusetts, maybe we should give him the title of the station's official mass hole. I agree. Congratulations, Mike. You've just been added to Linda Kern's lawsuit. It's now bigger than most class action lawsuits in America. Justin is now a defendant. So now, Justin, you're being sued as well. So there you go. And the threats of death make my case a slam dunk. I didn't threaten death. I just said I hope he choked on a lobster roll. I didn't. Did I say I hope he? No. I hope.
I didn't hear it.
Do I hope there's someone around to give you the Heimlich maneuver? I'm sorry, I got something in my throat there. I got a little tickle. How many VIP tickets are left?
As of right now, there are 5 VIP tickets left.
5 VIP tickets left for our Politics and Bites with Jack Carr on Monday, October 13th. You better get yours now. Get them while they're hot, because they're going, and that's your chance to meet Jack, get a signed copy of his book, Cry Havoc, a signature Politics and Pints tumbler, and you can meet me as well. I mean, we've probably already met, but you can see me and say hello, and then we'll be on stage together. There's also general admission tickets available, but they're going to go soon, too, because Jack has rabid fans, and there you go. I don't have the other Brandon Carr clips.
I sent them to you. I texted them to you.
No, you didn't.
I did.
You texted 40? Me?
No, yeah. This is the one time I will defend him. He did text it in our group chat.
Oh, he did?
Yeah. Yep.
Damn it.
And I even gave you a bonus clip.
A bonus
clip? I hope you'll play. Yeah.
All right, fine. Fine, 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 fine. All right, let's start with, first of all, let me go to Richard in Havertown with the best voice on radio. Richard, how are you, sir?
I'm good, and I trust you're well, too, and thank you for having my call. I just want to say that, you know, there's really only two kinds of people here that you can deal with, and stupid are the two, and for some odd reason, the commissioner, Mr. Carr, is one of those two, because he makes stupid comments, and then to continue and dig the hole deeper is even more astonishing when you think about it. Pam Bondi did something similar, but she had the good sense to get out of the public limelight, keep quiet, and disappear. This man is continuing. I agree with you wholeheartedly. It does give opposition, whether it's somebody that's not on a ticket or the Democrats, a clear something to say. But at some point, perhaps maybe he could clarify this by saying something as simple as, there is no such thing as hate speech. There is such a thing as lack of decorum, and certainly this gentleman did it. And we are glad that the marketplace has chosen to take action. And the FCC does not have any right or business dealing with the speech, someone's personal opinions. Simply say it, get it over with, and make the comment publicly, or certainly in writing, and end the conversation. Not continually go deeper and deeper. This man is like a fish opening his mouth, getting a hook caught constantly. I don't have any explanation for it, other than he has an ulterior motive, in which case you have the same thing that happened with the original Trump administration, where a lot of people were claiming to be on his side and the entire time digging a hole to make life difficult for him. I don't know if that's the case. I don't want to be conspiratorial, or he could just be completely unabashedly not that bright. I mean, I don't have an answer. I'm sure they're willing to listen to what you have to say on it.
Well, I mean, he was just on Will Cain's show doubling down on this whole community interest standards nonsense. So, you know, he's the first FCC chairman that I can know in my lifetime who has decided that the FCC is actually going to make that part of its role to make sure that the stations are serving the community and the community interest. I don't remember another FCC chairman ever saying that. Do you?
I've been on this radio, I guess, going on since talk radio when Irv Farmer first was on it. And that predates you by quite a bit. I don't even think you were born yet. So I don't think you're that old.
I'm not going to tell you that, but you're very
okay.
Kind.
Well, yeah. But in any case, there's no such thing. The community standard is whether or not you have pornography. And of course, the Supreme Court said it. I'll know it when I see it, which is another difficult situation. Clearly, there are certain things that stretch the boundaries. I don't think Mr. Kimmel stretched the boundaries of a community standard for the FCC to get involved. I do think the marketplace should do it. And that clarity should be there. There's no mention of the clarity of the marketplace, which leads me to believe the man is a socialist at heart, because that's the only other people that would do that. Something in that lines, or a communist. There's no room in capitalism to have the marketplace not take care of this problem. This is a capitalist system. And I don't know where the president is. I don't know whether he's en route or still in the United Kingdom or en route, but somebody's going to have to talk to him, because this is going to be used clearly against us. It's clearly going to come back in the next election, and this is clearly going to cause problems that are unintended. And I don't know how you already had four Republicans say that Ethan Omar, I believe her name is, or whatever her correct pronunciation, I'm not sure, and her comments, which were atrocious. But she wasn't even censured. And I think her lines were certainly not appropriate, but fine. I get it. You don't want to do it? That's fine. It's abhorrent. Just say it's abhorrent. But not go after. What is the next step? Are we going to become the people we didn't? You know, when Animal Farm was very simple, or it was 1984, I forget which one, Animal Farm. It was hard to tell the pigs from the people and the people from the pigs. And I don't want to be in that situation. That's the only way I can end the conversation. I don't want to be in this. Somebody needs to make it clear to him that he needs to correct his statement and not go by a community standard and leave the door open for mass censorship if we're out of power. But what else can I say?
Well, you said it well. Thank you, my friend. I appreciate it, Richard. You have a great day.
You too, sir. Thank you again, young man.
Very kind. Yeah, look, that's it. I mean, the marketplace sorts this stuff out.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
You can hate what Jimmy Kimmel said, and you could hope that he was fired, and you could root for the fact that he was fired. That does not excuse the FCC threatening an investigation into his comments. Just doesn't. Because, I mean, my heroes in this industry, at one point, were all targets of the FCC. And we battled them. And then we worked as conservatives to stop the government's overreach into our speech. And I want to say something to Mr. Carr so that he understands this clearly. Your perception of what is a community standard is different from the perception that a Democrat FCC chairman believes is the community standard. The fact that you can't see that and you want to open up this door for your agency to have more power is so incredibly dangerous and selfish. And you're making it all about you. And that is way worse than anything some dumb late night, quote unquote, comedian says. Because we can figure that out ourselves by not watching a show. We can figure that ourselves by watching something else. We can make our voices heard. But man, community standards. Does he not understand that if a Democrat wins, if Gavin Newsom wins, God forbid, in 2028, and Gavin Newsom puts some, imagine for a second, the head of the FCC becomes somebody like, I don't know, I mean, just pick your poison of who Brian Stelter, who was just on there going on about lies and how we need that guy's now the head of the FCC. So now that guy gets to run around, even though he's sounds like he's going through puberty. He gets to run around now and over the thousands of radio stations and thousands of television stations in this country that are subject to the FCC's jurisdiction and impose his community standards and make sure that they're operating in the interest of the community. So there's a lot he's got to do, just like Brandon Carr said he's got a lot to do. So let's see what little Brian Stelter would do in that role. Well, first and foremost would be making sure that we shut down all of this hate coming from all those right-wing broadcasters out there. Now, to the point of, is he trying to undermine Trump? I don't know, but he certainly has caused the president a headache he doesn't need today. As one thing, for the president fires off tweets. But it's different when you're the head of the regulatory agency is firing off tweets, threatening investigations, and going on TV and threatening investigations. And I'm telling you right now, if this had happened under Biden, we'd be losing our freaking minds right now. So I don't know if he's trying to undermine Trump. I think he's trying to boost Brandon Carr. That's what I think. I think he's a self-serving political operative who clearly now has ambitions of something. Running for office. What's his state, Matt? Where does he live? Can you take time away from your yacht and in Cape Cod to look up where Brandon Carr lives?
Hang on, I'll put down my lobster roll and find out.
Put down the lobster roll and your whale pants and figure out where he lives. I'm just curious what his ambition is here with all this.
He lives in D.C., it looks like.
Yeah, but he's got to have a home state.
He was born and raised in D.C.
All right, so then he can run, I don't know, Maryland, Virginia. He can run anywhere he wants, I guess, technically speaking. With all this national exposure he's getting, right? Technically. This is him now, just now, 45, Brandon Carr to Will Cain just a few moments ago, the FCC chairman, cut 45.
Let's talk about that, reinvigorating the public interest regulation under the banner of the FCC for these licensed airwaves owned by the public, granted to institutions like ABC, NBC, and CBS. This is part of the Communications Act of 1934. I want to ask you about this public interest doctrine that you want to reinvigorate. I did a little bit of research, Commissioner, and it does give you and it gives the FCC a great amount of flexibility and leeway to decide what serves the public interest. I did come up with a list of examples that include, for example, a wide range of perspectives present on the programming, balanced and fair coverage of elections and events. What are you using to analyze whether or not a licensed broadcaster is serving the public interest?
Here's how it's supposed to work. The national programmers, Disney, come up with all the programming they want. They're not licensed by the FCC. They have no public interest obligation. They can create whatever they want, however good or bad. But then when they hand that content over, that programming over to local TV stations, it's on the local TV station to decide whether they think that programming is in the public interest. Now, if there's a dispute about that, and they end up airing it, someone can raise a complaint with the FCC. They can bring a news distortion complaint. They can bring a claim under our broadcast hoax rules. But in the main, we want local TV stations standing in for their consumers and the national programmers right to work this out on their own. But look, the American public have gotten a crash course in media law over the last 24 hours. And I think it's a good thing.
So, okay. So you're saying you want people to work it out on their own and you're not going to get involved? Can you just play Will's question that he totally avoided for a second? Can you just start it over for me? Because Will Cain asked him a great question that he completely dodged.
Let's talk about that, reinvigorating the public interest regulation under the banner of the FCC for these licensed airwaves owned by the public, granted to institutions like ABC, NBC, and CBS. This is part of the Communications Act of 1934. I want to ask you about this public interest doctrine that you want to reinvigorate. I did a little bit of research, Commissioner, and it does give you and it gives the FCC a great amount of flexibility and leeway to decide what serves the public interest. I did come up with a list of examples that include, for example, a wide range of perspectives present on the programming.
Stop it. Right there. a wide range of perspectives present on the programming. Now, the radio station that I'm broadcasting from right now is governed under that 1934 Community Standards Act that now Chairman Carr wants to reinvigorate. A wide variety of perspectives. We don't have a wide variety of perspectives on this radio show. I give you my perspective. Sometimes I bring on a guest to offer their perspective. Sometimes I take other people's perspective, but I don't have a wide range of perspectives. I have my perspective. So I guess when Chairman Stelter runs the FCC, I guess one of the first things he can do with community standards is make sure that this radio station has a wide range of ideas and perceptions and is offering people. But in other words, they'll make sure that I have a liberal co-host, I guess. Keep going, if you could, Justin, with Will's question to Chairman Mao. I mean, Carr.
Balanced and fair coverage of elections and events. What are
Stop
you
it right
using?
There. After the 2020 election, I was accused, as I'm sure maybe you were as well, of spreading misinformation and disinformation about the election, because I have said and will say till the day I die that the Pennsylvania Supreme Court absolutely 100% helped Joe Biden win by usurping election law and helped steal the election for Joe Biden. I've also said that by the government suppressing the Hunter Biden laptop, they helped steal the election for Joe Biden. Now, I don't know, Chairman Carr, if that would meet the standards of your successor, Chairman Stelter, who would probably find that based on the FCC's 1934 Community Standards, whatever act that was passed under the Roosevelt administration, another commie, if that would be acceptable on the airwaves. I don't know. Probably not. And so if I were to also air a clip, say, of the president saying that the 2020 election was stolen, that would probably have to come with a fine because I'm violating the, what was it again? Could you just rewind that like 30 seconds, Justin, if you could for me, Will's point about that?
Let's talk about that, reinvigorating the public interest regulation under the banner of the FCC for these licensed airwaves owned by the public, granted to institutions like ABC, NBC, and CBS. This is part of the Communications Act of 1934. Mm-hmm. I want to ask you about this public interest doctrine that you want to reinvigorate. I did a little bit of research, Commissioner, and it does give you and it gives the FCC a great amount of flexibility and leeway to decide what serves the public interest. I did come up with a list of examples that include, for example, a wide range of perspectives present on the programming, balanced and fair coverage of elections and events. What are you
Stop
using?
Stop it right there and then just go back 10 seconds so you don't have to play the whole introduction again if I need to. Balanced and fair coverage of elections. So thanks to Chairman Carr, if we're going to reinvigorate these community standards, then every time anyone questions the 2020 election, then we can get an FCC fine. Or they can investigate us, or we could lose our license. Okay, great. I guess the FCC has a big role to play here. I guess you're right. Because I've seen some of those comments. Well, when it comes to the public airwaves, maybe the FCC does have a role to play. Oh, okay. Great. Great. So then, if the Democrats are in charge and their FCC chairman believes that the nonsense that you just heard from the 1934 under the godfather of modern-day leftism, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, they can come after us because I'm spreading lies about the election. I don't have fair and balanced coverage, blah, 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 blah. It's what we want. We want this. You know what I want? I want this guy to go. That's what I want. I want this FCC chairman fired. That's what I want. Brendan Carr needs to go. This is a self-serving, big government loving hack who pretended all these years to be a free speech warrior and a First Amendment warrior. That was his cover. He gets the job and he becomes a statist. He shows his true colors. He's a statist is what he is. This isn't about Jimmy Kimmel. This is about Brandon Carr's power-hungry ego is what this is. This guy's a megalomaniac. And he wouldn't answer Will's question, by the way. And Will was asking him an excellent question. And he wouldn't answer it. He dodged it. And he keeps dodging it. Oh, man. I'll tell you what. Not the first time the president has appointed the wrong person for the job. Bill Barr's name ring a bell? But this guy's got to go. This guy is dangerous. Mark is in the Northeast. Mark, how are you?
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
You actually stole my thunder. I was going to suggest, you know, here, why hasn't Mr. Carr, and for even that matter, for why hasn't Pam Bondi been fired even before Air Force One lands back stateside from England? You know, she kind of stepped in it pretty big the other day. Get rid of the both of them, and, you know, people will forget come election time, one would hope.
Mark, I apologize for stealing your thunder, my friend.
Anytime.
Thank you for listening. Thank you. I appreciate it. As far as Bondi goes, the president's very loyal to her. They have a long history together, and she's been there for him. There is an internal battle going on in DOJ. This guy, Brandon Carr, I don't know where the hell he came from. He was not with us in the original days of the Trump campaign, I can tell you that. What?
No, I was going to say he was named commissioner of the FCC during Trump 1, and he's been there since August of 2017.
Well, he was a commissioner, but he wasn't chairman.
Yeah, he was named chair this administration.
Yeah, and when he was a commissioner, he was going on and fighting the Biden administration with all their attempts at censorship and defending satire and defending comedians and everything else. So he got in there. And then he becomes chairman, and then he decides, oh, I can use this platform now to seize power and get my face all over Fox News and CNN and all these other stations. And I can now go out there and wield my power and show how. So you slip in and then you show your true colors. Two things can be true at the same time. Jimmy Kimmel deserved to go. But the FCC needs to shut the hell up and not start with their community standards nonsense and all the other nonsense that this guy's talking about, or we will regret it. It will be the end of talk radio. Hear me now. It will be the end of talk radio. What this guy's saying is exactly what the Democrats were saying when Rush Limbaugh was on the air. Exact same crap. We need the fairness doctrine. We need both sides to be heard. We can't just have all this hate speech filling the airwaves. Do you know that there was a jackass the other day who wrote this whole piece about talk radio's role in the Charlie Kirk assassination, blaming people like Mark Levin and blaming people like Glenn Beck and Rush and all these other people. And they brought up how this idiot brought up how Rush used to joke about, I don't want all the liberals killed, just enough to make room for something or other, whatever the joke was that Rush had back then. Now, you impose this, you give the FCC this power to enforce this community standards crap. It'll be the end of talk radio. We'll all be on podcast at that point. And we'll have this guy to thank. And then 4 years from now, when it's happening, and then if you disagree with me today, you can call my podcast or shoot me a note on the podcast and say, wow, Rich, you were right. I wish I'd listened to you then. Because how many freaking times now is it going to take for you to know? And I'm just speaking, this is just me getting this off my chest, for you to know that I was right when I said it first, when I warned about this stuff, because at the time when I warned about it, there's always like, well, blah, 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 blah. No, I'm right. This will be weaponized and used against us. And that is my Zeoli axiom, which I've had since the day I got on the air. Whenever you let the government get more power and you cede your liberty and you cede your rights to the government, it will be weaponized and it will be used against conservatives. Bottom line, how many times do we have to watch this happen until we say enough is enough? And if a statist like Brendan Carr sneaks in there and decides he's going to use a three-letter federal agency to impose community standards, thus opening up the door for the Democrats to do exactly that when they're in power, at what point are we going to wake up and say, hell no? This is not about Jimmy Kimmel. This is about Brandon Carr's ego. And this man is hurting the president, hurting the administration, hurting the Constitution, hurting the First Amendment, and hurting this very industry that I'm a part of. All right. I'm going to open this box from Jack Carr. We'll do it at the 5 o'clock hour. We got a lot to do. That's the big story of the hour, brought to you by Dr. Mike Vanaria. VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. V-A-N-A-R-I-A. VanariaDental.com. Stop putting it off. Get that free dental implant consultation. I'm going to get a glass of water. I definitely need it. And I need you to be there. Feel free to pick up the phone. Give a call. 855-839-1210. 855-839-1210. We're coming right back.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.